Hello, this is Joe Tomlin. I'm at the Edinburgh Fringe, and I'm talking to two theatre makers. Please introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Samantha Miles, and I'm the writer and a performer for the Backpack Ensemble.
And I'm Simon Panayi. I'm the director of the show and performing it as well.
Now, this is a show that you've devised, and I wanted to know a bit more about how you devise a show like this. Please, why don't you start?
Yeah. So we started at university, and we were given the opportunity in a third year final project to create a theatre company, basically. So we got together with our friends and we had some very early meetings discussing the type of shows that we would like to see on stage ourselves. We talked about the types of things that we like to see on stage, such as live music. We really liked the idea of shadow puppetry, all those kind of elements that we have in the show. And then we talked about previous shows that we had seen that really kind of filled us with inspiration. And we looked at what they all had in common. And then we looked at our own experiences and any sort of interesting facts about ourselves that we could perhaps draw on to pop into the show. And our musician, Jordan, he actually used to go bird watching when he was a child, whereas none of the rest of us actually did, so we thought that was quite interesting. So we decided to make the plot sort of revolve around bird watching. And that's sort of where the basic theme came from. And then because we'd taken that for the theme, we thought, well, actually, why can't we kind of weave in other little experiences into the show? For example, there's a very, very small moment where the narrators talk about Charlie having a childhood dog called Spike, and I did have a childhood dog called Spike, who I loved very much. And we sort of got into the rehearsal room, and all together we created a sort of storyboard for this journey that this young woman would go on surrounding bird watching. And once we'd got the basic storyboard down with all of the peaks and troughs, I then went away and created some of the dialogue and the basic sort of script for it. We brought that back into the rehearsal room, and then people went away and sort of played with the words as they wanted so that it would fit their sort of language and the way they would deliver it. And that's how we've ended up with the show that we have, that we're very proud of.
Do you have anything to add about the process? Because you're the director, so did you start directing or guiding this in the stages, just the early stages, or did you come in later?
Yeah, so I think I probably facilitated a lot of that conversation quite early and was quite keen to make sure that we were really focusing on the kind of theatre that we want to see on stage and making that kind of work. So that was quite a key thing, I think, and led a lot of these conversations. And in a way, I think it was kind of a somewhat reactionary means of making theatre, in terms of we were reacting to all the things that we really loved, but then also we're kind of considering what either the previous failings of our own work or the work that we have seen before. And so we were kind of aware we were never going to be a company that could have a huge budget and achieve the kind of things that people with that are, I don't know, further down the line or have a larger budget would be able to achieve. And so we wanted to work out how we could create the same level of or achieve the same things, but with no money, essentially. So a lot of that came down to, well, how do we create a set, or how do we do that? And so it was trying to be as feasible as possible. It kind of took a slightly business view on how we create a theatre company, and that was, oh well, what if we just fit it all into our backpacks and hopped on public transport and then we're able to head to a venue like that. And we kind of really ran with that, the name of the company being the Backpack Ensemble. It's kind of something that we've really stuck to, and trying to make sure that that doesn't influence the ambition of the story, but it does affect the aesthetic of it. And actually, that relationship between aesthetic and plot has kind of come up a few times, and it's something that we like to think is kind of becoming a slight trademark of our company. I say that with us having made one show, but when we look to carry on and we began to kind of make a few other scratch performances and things like that, it's been a thing that we have taken from this show and looked to carry forward. And I think probably one of the things we're most proud of in that respect.
And you put the script together. Could you tell me how that evolved after the, or in the devising process?
So we knew that we wanted a sort of adventure, so we knew that we had to get some sort of downfalls for the main character in the show, which hence why we came up with the sort of falling in the river, things like that. It was very much sort of scene by scene. I brought it back into the rehearsal process and then we tried it out, and if it didn't work, we took it out and played with it a bit more. We're still now adding in little bits and bobs as well. I think the last full scene was added probably around January time, February time, I would say. So we are still playing with it. We're still very much sort of figuring out who we are as a company. We're still figuring out what the show is, I think, for us as well. And it's also really important to be aware of the people that we have in the ensemble do not have the same sort of voice that I have, and I didn't want it to be sort of so selfish as that I would write the whole script and bring it back and that was it, that's that then. I'm always very keen for other people to take away a pen and paper and go ahead and write their own things as well, and then it's just a matter of taking it back into the rehearsal process, try and get out in the context of the rest of the piece, seeing if anyone else has any other ideas, and sometimes we'll take half an hour breaks and everyone will go off and write a little bit for a certain section, and we'll take parts of each person's paragraphs and kind of chop and change them into the script. So it very much is a collaborative sort of effort with the script writing. It's just that the main sort of project falls down to me to kind of hit the ground running and get the ball rolling, basically. But yes, it's very collaborative. So.
Yes, as you mentioned, there were you wanted to make sure that the voices had a fairly equal balance. What are the challenges for a show, a group of people who are devising, not necessarily in this, but from your own experience or thoughts, where things might get out of control? How can you stay grounded and sort of who makes some decisions when there's a lot of cooks in the kitchen?
So I think one means to kind of be aware of that was we were very clear to make limitations of ourselves. I think the prospect of, right, well, we know that we want to formulate as a company and we know we want to create a show. And then the beginning thinking of that was so broad that there just had to be a means of cutting that down. And so we kind of placed certain limitations on ourselves in terms of... From having everything to be able to fit into a backpack to kind of the humour of the piece and ensuring that actually like we're not just actors on a stage, but we're quite clearly ourselves as well. And actually, I think as young theatre makers, that's something that's really important. I think there's a certain level of having to probably do stuff that people that aren't in that position don't need to worry about. I don't think if someone walks on as a police officer, suddenly people are thinking, well, he's not old enough to be a police officer, or he's not a dad. So actually, we were kind of making sure that if we were to take on the characteristics of a dad, it was in a way that people weren't thinking, oh, well, he's too young to be a father, kind of thing. And then in terms of limiting that, I think there does need to be a final decision. I think there needs to be someone that is leading that process. But it's just the means in which you facilitate that. And something that I would like to think I've been able to create an environment where sharing is absolutely fine. But then also there needs to be a point where, right, we need to get to it and let's do it. And I think that comes down to the space that you create in a rehearsal room.
Okay. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.